I told you this. So today we're going to go straight to the screen. Rambam said, you write Daraisa. I gave you that ksuba yesterday. He also says Daraisa. What does it mean? Why is it Daraisa? Does it mean Daraisa because he holds like the Rabbein Tam, that in fact ksuba is really Daraisa? Or does he simply mean, as the Rosh suggested, ksuba to Rabbanan, but we pay in a kesef tzuri? So the Beis Shmuel has an opinion, Sifkot and Yudalad, as follows. Mezuzah d'oraisa. Mashma, haksuba d'rabbonim. And the Misharina and Mezuzah d'oraisa. That's how they learn to chat in the Ramo. V'cheinu l'shitas kol ha-poskin. The sphere of the ksuba d'sua d'rabbonim, v'chein poskin ha-beis yersu, u'vedake moisha. They're written by the Ramo. Ella, Rabbi Natan Bari Sobin, ksuba d'sua d'oraisa. Okay, fine. So if we paskin, let's start on the Masha Kosin, the Chazakim with the Raisa, cause of a rush. We saw that in some of your tests. Hainim at Beashel Tzuri, she's the Raisa. The Chazal Tiktulam at Beashel the Raisa. That's what it means, rise back and forth, that we pass in this way. So he's in the Ramah, this is the Raisa. So look at in the Ramah. Here. Shulchan Aruch. The Lush of the Ramah, it's not completely convincing, but that's what he says. Are we? Is it love? Okay. So the Mechaba is clear. The Mechaba says Kesed Medina. Okay. That's only 1/8. Okay. Kozel the Das Apostkin Shesfilu the Ksuvas Psula Enerak Zuzi the Rabbonim. Shemashayim se besula olin, etc. Yesh mi shemashayim se besula, avodas yesh poskin, vasayim se besula umana shal amonam, misharim bezuzi daraisa. He's right. Amonam zicha der amonam. Misharim bezuzi daraisa. So he says, pshat in the words of the Ramah, we paskin la halacha, that's the Rabbanon, and misharim. It's answered the question yesterday. I had a question yesterday. Rav Barishim had a beautiful Rabbeinu Chananel on the Shittim Gubetz that says it's Tzvei Dinim. The Dinim Ksuba Daraisa, irrespective of Kala Be'enav Lo'otziyah. If you recall, we spoke about that just yesterday, Tosfos Baba Kama. Tosfos Baba Kama seemed to say that if the Ksuba is written out to somebody else's name, that's an Issa of Bilas Nus, even though it's not Kala Be'enav Lo'otziyah. And in the case in which she sold her Ksuba is right to somebody else, the only reason why it's not considered to be Bilas Nus, because she retains the rights to Shiva Daguf, which is not transferable. I didn't point that out yesterday. So we had a Kasha. How can the Ramah suggest over here in Siv Gimel? Watch this. Quotes in Kufayin Zayin, B'malkam Shen, B'garish, Ragam, and Tonisha. So it's onus. Ain't so, looks so Ksuba. In Cape is Manazel in Medina's Elu, Shane the Gashan Balkaroho, Shalisha, Mishra Karabani Gershon. Yeah. Hoyav Shalaka Puxiba Zaksuba, in a minute came the Shanas. So the Chokas Machokek we saw said, well, here's a Darais, here's a, the only Rabbeinu Gershon's Cape. We have much more fundamental, Rabbeinu Shalom. If the Ramah holds the Ksuba's Daraisa, then according to the Rach, anyway, Shita Mikubetzes, there's a separate and independent requirement of the Ksuba, irrespective of Kal Shem Elotziah. I want to do my onus. No. My onus, you paid up front. But over here, you didn't pay up front. How can you make a lenach suva? So we said, the answer might be that the Ramal suva is the Rabbanon. The Sharmus is the right suva is the Rabbanon. If you would hold like the Prisha, the Drisha, holds that it's the Raisa, and if the Melech tried even the Ramal that way, they have to say, he denies the Shita Mikubetz that we saw in the Rach. Okay. Not everyone agrees to that. Fine. Rabbi says, turn to Rashi on that Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. It's important, I want to show you this. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Story. Top of the page. Irkas Tsubasa. The Ksuba got lost. Rashi, the Shtak Tsubasa. All right? You may have heard in your life of something called the Shtak Ksuba, the Irkas. You ever hear of it in your life? Never heard of it. I'll tell you my first story of Shai. It's around this time of the year. My first story of Shai in my career, to the best of my recollection. I was a very young rabbi in Riverdale, New York. And maybe actually even my first year there. Very possible, I think it actually really was. I arrived in January, it was 1974, 40 years ago. And September time, there was a wedding in the community. It was a week before Slichus. How do I know? I'll tell you the story. You can't forget the story. The guy calls me up on Friday, the Chosin. 40 years ago, Baruch Hashem, he's a father, a grandfather. He says, you can't find the tzuvah. They got married from a fancy hotel. And they didn't, Now they say it every they don't give it to the kala. Give it to your mother. They learn from experience. The mother will hold the kala. I have so many stories about tzuvahs, including lost ones. This is my first one to my recollection. I said to him, come on. I just misplaced it. I think it's lost. I can't really call the hotel where we got married. Okay. I said, think about it again. Call the Motzei Shabbos. It's lost. We have retraced. It's lost. Nope. Also, the other lishes in Ishtar fill the Shahas below. So Pia is certainly included. What about Yichud? So the Mamakomis? How are you doing with the Mamakomis? So we're getting to the end? Not Tofa. Okay, so I have to slow down a little bit. Okay. You saw the Ran, and Aleph from an Aleph, he discusses this question. Can you have Yichud with a woman who has no tzuvah? Not so simple. I know exactly what it was. But listen, I wasn't smart. I was just a whippersnapper, a kid. But I did have something called I think it's called Hamadrich, which is, has all the various, not the more recent one's better, but it's the old Hamadrich. I have stories about that too. I have so many stories. The Hamadrich was, I'll tell you the story right now, because it's a personal story. Now, Madrach was written by a man named Rabbi Golden. I think it's Rabbi Golden's grandfather from Englewood, if I'm not mistaken. He put it out in the 1930s. Pretty sure, I have it in the house, I have two copies, the old Madrach. In 1930, the year was Tuf Reish Tzadi something, right? You know that? 1940 was Tuf Shin. Rum Al Chogoyim. If you want to figure out a date, Rum. You take the Goyish date, right? And Rum, it's off by 240. In other words, the year zero, the Misparam, and you want to get to the year zero, the Misparenu, you have to add 240. So the year, what the Goyim call 240 was the end of the Elef HaRevi, what they call 1240 is the end of the Elef HaChamishi. We're counting up from 1240 to now, what's 5774? So 1240 plus 774 takes it to where we are now, 2014. So very good. So a little arithmetic, you'll see that 1940 was the year Tov Shin. Okay? He wrote his Madrich in the 30s. So he wrote it, he put it in Ksuba, Chamesh Shalom V'Sheish Meos, and left the rest blank. The Mechilas Koto Rosso. You believe in planned obsolescence? Like they say a certain cause in America. You're writing a Hamadrich for the Dora Doris, and another less than 10 years from now, what did you put in change for? But he didn't. I'll tell you for my own wedding. At my wedding, I didn't know anything. The Rav is a Masada Kedusha. That I didn't know. So what I did not know is my father, Zechrono Livrocha, asked one of my cousins, who was a very talented cipher, to write a ksuba on klaf, ksava shuri, a fancy ksuba. I didn't even know about it. Good. Come to the wedding, and the rabbi shows looks at ksuba. He wasn't happy with something. We'll discuss it in greater detail. Like many, many other ksubas, it said in big, bold letters at the top in the middle, Birvi. The first one next, you have a ksuba here? Open up, take out your ksuba. If you have a ksuba, you should have, every day have your access to it. So here, It's written, the first letter is big, even that's a shayla, for those who are real briskers. But okay, but in many of the fancy ksubas, the first word, which was the day of the week, was in big bold letters in the middle of the line. The Rav says, puzzle. all letters should be same size, same height approximately, and more than that, should be no gaps. So if you have a Berevi in the middle, the guy can write down Berevi, I owe you $1 million, the Shabbos. What?
Can I have
another
ksuma?
I'm sorry?
Can I have a
ksuma? Oh, you don't have a ksuma? Let's see. Do I have to make copies? Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Okay. 1 minute. I want to get my money.
Yeah. 1 minute. Do we have any extras? Hold on. I may have some extras in here. Oh. What's this here? Everyone else has?
No.
No? Two more. Just right.
Thank you.
Right. Here's one. Everyone has now? Okay.
Yeah, said, you can get it on YU Torah.
That's right.
Different copies you can get.
There are many different versions. We're going to discuss the details as we go. Let's just some basics. No good. So Rabbi Nachman was standing right behind him. The Rebbe, all the symbols are that way. No good. Go to the museum right here. You don't have to go walk out of the building. Go right to the museum. They have these old laminated symbols. And stuff. Well, that's how they did it. No good. Okay. So, but the rabbi's under a little bit of pressure. His son-in-law is telling him it's good, and the whole thing is good. He wants to throw out the ksuba. He got worked so hard to make it. So he's under a little pressure. So let's start reading the first line. It says, Berevi b'Shabbos. That verse is coming up soon. Chamisha asa yom v'chodesh el. Okay. Shnas. Chamesh alof v'shva meos. Then it said, didn't say shva meos. It said v'shesh meos. That wasn't the blank in the Hamadrich. So my cousin copied the Shesh Meos. The Rav says, Look, a muktam 100 years. I told you it was puzzle. He was in seventh heaven. He was smiling from ear to ear. And I was just sitting there, flabbergasted. I don't know what's going on over here. And my poor cousin, who worked so hard at this whole thing and he was off by 100 years, I'm not sure it's really possible to go off by 100 years because it's so obviously off. Pulse, that was out. So once I'm telling the story, I might as well finish the story. The story is hysterical. When you learn ksubas, you'll remember from the stories more than you remember from the shiurim. So I don't know from nothing. My wife has a bunch of uncles who are rabbanim. So luckily, these people are smart. They bring ksubas with them. So my uncle, my wife's father's brother, so Zayin Gezut Shark, brought them what they call the RCA Ksuba. You know what the RCA stands for? Rabbinic Council of America. Who was the one who was in charge of the Rabbinic Council of America? So Rav, he was the head of the Halacha Committee. What could be better? He brings him his Ksuba. No good. What's wrong with this? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. It said in big letters on the very top, Beis Samach Dalet. I remember like yesterday. It's a story a long time ago. He says, what is this, a letter? Tashtar! Ashtar! You wouldn't use it. Not much, you wouldn't use it. Aye, he's the head of the RCA. Sorachim, but. If I just didn't show it to him, you know, they just said the text, they didn't. Good. My wife's mother's sister's husband, also a Rav. He's from Chaim Berlin. He brought his tzibah. But I quip, Baruch Hashem, it didn't say Baruch Hashem on top. The Rav said, okay, now we can fill it out. He made a real mistake in my name, but a real mistake. That was for sure no good. All right, give me the other one. So my tzibah is an RCA tzibah. The Rav was never get to settle for the Ziyad of the Shemayat
tzibah.
Did he
tear off the corner?
He didn't tear off the tzibah. I started the tzibah. But you see, everyone see the gaps in the tzibah? Come into the gaps. So when Rav Moshe would fill out a ksuba, and the gap is much longer, right? So he would just put a check. I check $100. I put $100,000. No, I put $100. I put a line. So you can't anywhere. Right? You have checks, right? Have a check. The Rav said, no. Got to fill up the whole line. You have the whole line. No gaps. Now normally it's not so hard. Okay, that's an example. Minish Monokan, New York. What do you do? New York, look how big the hole is. Look how big the blank is. Why is the blank so big? How big can a place be? Chattanooga, Timbuktu, Kalamazoo. How can why is it such a big line? So it's Shetra with the Dover. It's not for now. One, maybe they want to write down which state it's in, because it could be more than one.
The rivers.
Or they want to put it in the rivers. They get they put it in the rivers. And the rubber used to at one point was not just put by a so also the rivers. New York, Masa de Yasfa al Nahar Hudson Val Kef Yama. Hey man, I could barely fit in here. Fine. Good.
Why was the reason putting the rivers in?
I get they put the rivers because it I know it maybe more cities with the same name. Okay. Is there another city called New York in the world?
Sure. Yeah?
Yeah?
Sure there.
Okay, I don't know for sure. You go on the internet.
Well, there's just definitely York, but I don't
know. Go on the internet. You'll find out there's another New York. I have this great zvaya introduced for the first time today. 8 volumes called Vishpadaksuva. Did I show it to you yet? This is volume number 3, everyone else. You have it, hopefully.
There are a number of New Yorks.
There are a number of New Yorks. So you're right in New York, so it should be possible. Which New York is it? Somebody wrote a ksuva in Lakewood, and the rabbi wanted to apostle it. Why? There are 12 Lakewoods.
Yeah.
I spent my summers in Lakewood. Lakewood, Pennsylvania. So we spent summers together. We Lakewood by Lakewood, or come to Lakewood. So how can it be kosher? So Rabbi Brandstorm said, come on, you're being ridiculous. Stam Lakewood in the Jewish world, there's only one Lakewood, New Jersey. Don't hack. Okay. Anyway. Kitzer. So what? So the rabbi's filling out, you know, my name. My name is Mordechai. No problem. You can make a mem as long as you want. Like this, mem, and you extend it. For that matter, the reish should be the same way. Reish, it's easily extendable. You know, if someone's in the Sefer Torah, they have to extend it. In Megillah, they may not, but no problem. But, they have the mishpachas. The RSA Ksuva has mishpachas. And they have a long line, because the guy could be named Rabinovitz Tumim, something like that. You have to have a long line. I am not a fan of the mishpachas. I'll tell you later why. But anyway. Okay, so I'll tell you my name. Vov. Yud. Lamed. Not much you can do with a Lamed. You can go all the way back, but not much. Yud. You left a ditch much space. One letter left. So the Rav takes his pen. It goes like this. Makes a gimbal like that. My little cousin, who was about under bar mitzvah at the time, about 10 years old, approximately, tells his father, my uncle, Daddy, your Abba, that doesn't look like a gimel. Post. I gave him an elbow. Luckily, Rob's hearing wasn't that good. That took some of that I have to this day. My wife thought I had cold feet. What's taking so long with this? This is a story at my wedding. There's a sequel to the story. The story has a sequel. I was once telling Rabbi Goldrichzal from Karabiyav that a story. Fast forward about 13 years. One of my star Talmidim is getting married. And Rabbi Goldrichzal is in the Masada Kedushin. And I'm sitting next to him. And he fills out the Ksuba, it's fine. A Hasidish Rebbe, who was there with the Kaladav and the Hasidish Shtivel. I'll tell the name of the Rebbe. The Sulitz Rebbe. He just did something last year, right? From Farakway? Take it back, not Farakway. From West Lawrence. This Rebbe gets the credit for saving, partial credit, for saving the whole five towns, Farakway area, which was on the brink of total disaster. It was way before your time, now it's expanded to Lawrence and Vita. There were two things that there was, Mabish neighborhood almost collapsed. One is the Balabatim got a city to condemn a building, which was a drug-infested building right across from the White Shul. Even if you never saw it in your life, I remember it. They knocked it down and built a few nice little houses there. That was a disaster. And number two, he had a new zach, this rabbi, Sulitzer, Rabbi Reuben. We're not going to be called Farakwa. No, Farakwa was all, he couldn't walk there, it was dangerous. We're going to call it West Lawrence. Made it his own name. And he insisted on being called up Sulitzer Rebbe from West Lawrence. As it was called out at all the weddings. That it sounds crazy, but Shmogar, that helped the neighborhood preservation. Now Baruch Hashem, Farakway itself is growing exponentially, but those days it was tattering, I'm telling you. It was tattering. Anyway, So he looked over to Kriyas HaKsuba. So they gave him the Ksuba to look at in advance. Comes over to Rabbi Goldberg, and I'm sitting right next to him. Says, I'm shuldig. He's talking in Yiddish. Excuse me. Yeah. Can I bet not toiva? Yeah. Megan Schreiben. The Siyata de Shmaya. Open Ksuba. He asked the Messiah Gadush, can I write this? That's a legitimate question. So the Gobel looks at me with a big smile. He knows the story. He says, Zoch me Rebbe, as he schreibt that check, schreibt the Messiah of the Shemaya. That's what that means. So it was a check. Everyone went crazy. Was Rebbe, a check was a heilige Sache, a Ksuba. Okay. So he looks at me. Okay, you can write it. So he must, didn't he, when he read it, he said, Be Ezra Hashem Yisbarach. He did it in spades. That's a sequel to the story from I got sidetracked because I don't know. Anyway, but we got to the idea that the Ksuvas can, you missed some good stories, Steve, you'll have to catch it later. Okay. So Ksuvas can have issues, significant issues. Okay?
What happened with that first loss?
Oh, I'm back to the story. My first loss is Ksuba. So the Hamadrich, that's I got. I went to the Hamadrich. He came to me, and it was 11 o'clock or 12. It was very late at night. It was mostly Shabbos. It was the first night of sleepers. I was still a young rabbi there then, and he said I held a fiery drasha before sleepers. Fire and brimstone. I was young. After a few days, I stopped it. I felt that, Lahabdul Elif Abdullahs, you have an athlete at the peak for the Olympics or for some. You can't train too early. If you peak too early, you lose. I realized about Balabatan, if you can try to get him high up and on Slichas, it's not going to go. You have to wait till Rosh Hashanah. I learned that from experience, and I don't speak before Slichas anymore after a few years. But I was speaking, I said to him, listen, I don't have time, I'm running out to the Gimbid Rosh. And then I have to see, because you know what? Here's our madrach. This fellow had a very, I knew him from before from Yeshiva, had a beautiful handwriting. I told him what to fill into the blanks. You copy this long list of twice as long as this of Ksuba de Yerchusim. Twice as long. And after Sneakles, we'll fill it out. So he wrote it, I spent, it took him an hour or two to fill it to write the Ksuba out. We went to Sneakles, I came home. Myself and a young man, teenager, who lived next door to me, where I lived at the time, came to my house after Slichas, and we filled it out, we signed the Ksuba Yisur at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was less than a week after he was married. My first experience with Shach Ksuba Yisur. First. Okay? I didn't want to be a Shal Chalila Shalav, a Yichud, even Yichud, Kavachom Abia, without a written Ksuba. It's a serious question. Those all got sidetracked from just reading one word in the Gemara. At this rate, how much are we going to cover it? The first one after the sign is Irkus. Ksuba the Irkus, yeah.
If the first Ksuba were to show up, would...
Very good question. When the first Ksuba shows up, it's Mais and B'chol Yom. People think they lose it. They just misplaced the Ksuba. They found the old Ksuba too. They shouldn't have two Ksubas around, because they got, in theory, the community can collect twice. You don't want someone to have a second copy of a Ksuba. That's not right. You have to rip one of them up. Pash ripped the second one up. The first one was never really lost.
She
can
be mocha on the first one.
Yeah, but how do you... But you have to rip one of them up. She can't have a hold on the two ksubas. The pshuta. Okay, it's a good question. Maybe we'll get to it when we get to it. But trying to go slowly. Rabbi Oser, how should I say it? Our first unit that we're learning is ksuba. Now, the sense of ksuba has many other things. But I felt the first mishnah was ksuba. This is called the chi of ksuba. This is my makomashi. I found that no one finished it yet. Sometime next week, you have to tell me what day. Just for those, Sunday Shia is 11:30, regular Sunday schedule. Monday is also Shia. The question is, do you want Shia Sunday schedule, because it's a Shigul Yont, if I'm told, or a regular Monday schedule? You let me know, you want to let me know now, and let me know on Sunday. Have a vote. Want to vote now? Okay. So when do you want Shia Monday? At 1 o'clock or 11:30? I'll give you the choice. It's a Shigul Yont. Anyone have any vote preference? No one has any preference at all?
11:30.
Prefer 11:30? Tama's getting married that day. But Tama Lafo, it was...
Yeah,
nah, not later. So two people before 11:30, and no one's against it. So Sunday and Monday, 11:30. So okay, holiday schedule. Good, fine. By Tuesday for sure, I have to do Lyra McCombs. I mean, you have to move. Okay, so Mr. Shema, hopefully by Tuesday I'll have Lyra McCombs. So that'll be more about the Shtag Suba. This is the Chir Suba. I mean, obviously, two are related. Okay, back to Agamar. Iches Tsubasa, Shtag Suba is lost. Also the Kamedi of Yosef, Omelu, Yochem Rav Yudah Mashmul, to the Rameyer. Rameyer says what? What did Rameyer say? It's ironic. You look on the side. Mufurish Rebabakama pay test. We saw yesterday on the screen. What did Rameyer say over there? Osir la Adam Mahasho says Ishto Afil Shoaf Lo Ksumim. Those words are not found in Tzibis, ironically. Says the time Mulk Rebabakama. Avachachamim Omrim. Masha Adam has Ishto Shtayim Visholo Shana Bilo Ksumim. Obviously Rameyer disagrees. It says Osir. But those words Osir are only found in Rebabakama pay test. So therefore, I had to write a new Ksumim. Rashi. So did Rameyer. Yom Eliel, Kol Apochas Nibsula V'Mirsayim V'Afil B'Tzno, V'Tznai Botel, Karalei Bilas Nus. That's the Sugi Rabosai, the Mishnah of Nundalev and Advent. Why? Should lo Samcha Daito. The money she's entitled to anyway. Tznai Betin. We saw it Naf Nundalev Nav in the Mishnah. No difference in real fact. It's all we call perception. Rabosai, perceptions are everything. Rabosai, to your wife, you get married, or are married, perception is everything. She has to have smichas das, which means, b'pshuto, she has to have, be confident and secure in the marriage. Of course, the question becomes, what is she worried about? Even without a document, she should be able to collect. Why so? There's a gemara bava metziah. But instead of going on the screen by the Metziah, I asked to see a Tosis in Ksumas, Pechesim and Beis. It's clearer in Baba Metziah, I confess, but since I'd rather show you things in print than on the screen, we'll see it over here. The bottom Tosis on the Makaris. I think so. The bottom Tosis, Pechesim and Beis, Hotsia get Ve'enim of Ksumah. She produces a get which shows she's divorced, but she wants to collect the money, but she doesn't have the Ksumah. She lost it, whatever, she doesn't have it. So what does the Gemara say? Hotsia get v'enim ha'ksuba, says the Mishnah, the last line. Go v'ksubasa. Yeah, why, says Rashi. V'neyochol litom pratich. I paid you. V'emzart li shtar ksubasa u'karativ. And therefore, whenever you pay, you give it back. And I ripped it up. Why is that believed to say that? Should the t'nai ksuba maisa bezdin hu. U'mehocha nafum v'bava metziya, yudzayim. Hatoen acha ma'aseh bezdin lo maklum. My time up. Kol ma'aseh bezdin command the nokut shtar adami. So the question becomes: what do you mean she has no security without the piece of paper? If he claims he paid back, he's not believed. So what does Tosfos say? Otzia gaveni maksuva perkav b'mitzia amar Rabbi Yochanan haton acha ma'aseh bezdin lo maklum pirish bein b'mana masayim bein b'mana nisha rabbanus. Feel the muck which a coast and suba below the key took suba. The place where the durak suba she doesn't have it doesn't make a difference. Ain't an emblem of parati. Why? Have you opened the tamay? The easily prepared get pushed. Rabbi said that parak get pushed is so important for us because it's all about shtaras. That's the parak and shaz about shtaras. It's the last parak of Master. We'll see it next week, Mr. Shem. The coast and shovar. He's supposed to write a receipt. So he asked the guy, if you paid, where's the receipt? Avlaman di Omar ain't kosin shover. Afilu islay lo Omar klum. Where's the shover? Yikomakom. The mokum shakosin ksuba. Ain't chayav lefroa. Achetachsalo aksuba. The cave of the mamash anisha shtaks ksuba biyodi yachol over the hefsit. Shetitak subasa bebezin acher. Vilo yishar shtaksubsa biyodi. Nay, the Eno Lema Lama Parati, Hakol, the Holoma Klum, right? So what's he's going to be stuck anyway? The Koma Gom Yenem Lama Parati, Mone, Miyudi Boyama Mone Nisasich, the main Ede Inuma. He's believing in Migu. He could have said you were not Mone. I will add the Sheikh Subasa Viyada Yavsid. So he's not Machuyim to pay until she gives him back the piece of paper. After the brackets. אבל אין לו מדנף כמינה נבי במה שתחס לא הקסובה שם יבוא באימו למוקם שאין מכירים שישתו יהיה נאמן לא פרעתי הכל במיגו די בוי אומר אין עד אשתי How do you like that? I never married you. No one knows that we're married. That's a great miglu. Da'afilu yishar shtaksuva biyada yehi neman sham loma parati akol b'miglu di boy yom aloge rashich and then divorce you. And it's not payable yet. Do'en shemei de gerishin kev nema kirin klala mi yishto. The kids and imrits, we're going through a whole discussion over here. But the question becomes, Rabotai, The question becomes, why she had no security? The answer is that he'll be, if she had no security, he'll be able to say, with Tosfos reject, I never married you. As we look at that Gos Maimini, he says so beferish in Perek Yud of Kotan Tess. Okay? Fine. No Edi Kiddush. However, Rabosai, it's possible that the, I'm reading it now for this, I want to open the sefer for the first time. The sefer is a group. Eight volumes. Mishpat HaKesuva. It's written by Rav Eliyahu Chaim Bar Shalom. Came out in Tovshin Ayin Al. Beautiful new edition. It was written originally many years before that. Okay? Meiridu. That's so great. I want to read you what he says in Perek Chof. Perek Chof. Let's see if I can find this. Perek Chof is entitled Chiyuv Ikar HaKesuva. Okay, I'm just giving you, if you want to look it up later on, I'll have it around. You can look it up if you want. And every perek is divided into different sifin. Perek Chof, Sif Hey. Takonas HaKesuva. What are you afraid about? Shnat Smeichas Das. He quotes over there the Rashi Daf Nun Zayin. Then he quotes that God's mind, which is like Tosis, that you're afraid I never married you. Tosis himself is the fact pick. Achar ha'emes, this is his last paragraph on page Mem Zayin. Nirad b'pashis serishonim. Shafilu b'li kol yecholas tana mitzito shel abal. Neged chiyav haksuba. Mikom makom teva ha'isha. A woman's nature. No one in this room can debate us about this. She'ein la bitochon b'avtochos b'alma. She doesn't trust promises. Believe she yesh lo mimenu shtar kosum. Kevan sheklapei avtochos sheftiach laval pebel vav, he tzrichol ismodei bedin, bedin udvar bebeznin, mulo o mulayoshim. She doesn't want. Ash enken she yesh shtar biyoda, she shtar medave b'schusa, veina tzrichol lechasodim o rachmim, ve she yitnu lo as magila, ve chein nire mukach kimat, lashon aran, Subas Aleph Omer Aleph, who says, Shindalo Samcha Daita, look there, he says, Kotza Bachonin and Subas, Reish Mem Gimel, Ein Aisha Nimseres Yofa Yofa Labala, Sheena Rigi'ahu Bitachon Tachtov. I don't think Bachonin used those words. That's his modern Hebrew paraphrase of the Kovitz Shurim. Let's take a look, Rabosai, once he quotes the Ran, let's look at the Ran, it's on the Mar Makomashi, Aleph Omer Aleph. And it relates to the story I told about Yichud. Right? I told it today, I heard a story, now you'll see it in print. Print is more important than stories. Stories are important, I'm not denying it. But the printed word is more important. The Ran and the Aleph of an Aleph, or plain Aleph in the new edition, says as follows. If you have my edition, it's the end of the page, Dimasal O, or Dimasal O no matter what. O in the old edition is in the middle, and the R edition is the bottom of the left column. Varav bala iter, host of Yoma, she machnisin also the chuppah, at yicht of ksuba, you can't go to the chuppah without a ksuba. She kodal lechein, asura lebaila, how do you like that? Even the chuppah itself is a nisim. Chedas a rambam zal, per yun nevot ishus. How do you like that? Halacha beis. I both say, I want to know how many have the O's for Hodor? Isn't there something called an Ein Mishpat Hamole? We haven't consulted that yet. I want you to get used to it. The Rambams are in the back. Now, does he have this one? I don't know for sure. Should.
No.
Doesn't have this one?
He does.
Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, Nishus. Yes! Page Dalet and Mishpat Amole, column 3, the very top. If you don't have it, find some other way to get the Rambam. Kema shenichos ha'arusa l'chupa, hara zimuteres lavo alea b'chol eitz sheyirtze, v'ar yishtel gemur l'chol dava, v'me shetikaneis l'chupa nikres nesua, afa pishalo nivala, v'hu shete ruyo l'bila, av l'vaysa nida, afa pishal nichos ha'l'chupa v'nisiach anima, lo gomo ha'nisuin, v'ar eke arusa adayim. I don't understand. Why is he saying that the Ran, inside of my Gemara, says that the Rambam said without a ksuba that she can't have yichud? Where does it say that? Where does it say that? The Rambam says that the yichud itself is prohibitive. She's a nida. So it could be that the Rambam is not being quoted fully. Let's take a look at what we have again. That's the Mishpat HaMolech. But the question, of course, becomes, where does it say that the Ksuba must precede the Sifat? By the way, the Rambam, assuming he holds this, we'll see later, is Lishitaso, that what's called Chuppah, Rambam said, famous Rambam, Yichud, seclusion. Seclusion is also with a Nida, and so it's also with any other woman you cannot be with, including a woman has no Ksuba. We don't hold that way. For us, Pshuto, chuppa is chuppa. Open it under a cappy, there are thousands of people watching. What kind of yichud is that? The problem, of course, becomes as soon as they finish that, they go into a yichud room. And if that ends with no ksuba, it's a problem, according to this. I've been involved in more than one wedding where they passed the ksuba under the chuppa. As they're reading it. There's no time to rewrite it before they go into the yichud room. According to this, it's not allowed. They allow it anyway, right? So how what's the problem? Are we going against the Ran? The question. We'll come to the Rambam later. Let's just keep going. Says the Ran, "Va'avare lo nehira." It can't be. And then we didn't come out. I'm Zayin Amad Aleph. Interesting story. Rav Ami Shor the Mivu Betchila B'Shabbos. Okay, there's no place to Dam Sulem and Chabura. Fine. Omele Rabbanon, "Velo Ichta V'Ksuba." Hey, you can't do this. There's no Ksuba. Can't be with Rav no Ksuba. Avalahu, atfasua metatali. Give her some movable item, give it to her in her hand, which is worth 200 zuz. What's 200 zuz? What's an ounce of silver worth today? Anybody know? Can you give me a piece of information on your screen? What kind of ounce of silver is worth?
It's around $20.
An ounce is $20?
Yeah.
Wow. 19. Okay. So if an ounce is $20, we'll make the cheshbonis later on. Maybe even later today we'll make it. Okay, keep that in mind. Bottom line, Messiah Zuz today is approximately $600. Pidyon HaBen is 1/10 of that. It's $60. You can't get $5 to a coin these days. Is it one more? That's not enough money. It could be if you give him 5 old silver dollars of pure silver, that may be enough. To the weight of the old silver coins, not the ones that are fake now, the old ones. They're really pure silver, they may actually be $60. Can't be?
No, I was thinking I said we were writing TQ 3 years ago.
We had a pigeon event?
Yeah. And why? $3
cost me $350.
Okay.
Well, yeah, well, right. They may cost you more.
Slightly more.
Whatever. Kitzen Imritz, I'm asking you a shayla. Just imagine, Rabosai, I'm asking you a practical question. You come to the yichud room, and they told you your ksuba's puzzle. So according to the rabbi, you have to pursue a metatli. You have to give her metatli. What do you have on you? It's worth $600. What do you have with you?
Watch.
If you have, I just thought of two things. If you have a fancy watch, or your tefillin. We don't have, what else do you have is worth money? We don't count. Cell phones are worth $600?
Yeah. You get a bunch of stuff together.
Cell phones are worth $600?
Can you give her an IOU?
No.
No,
I'm asking, a cell phone costs $600? Really?
Yeah. It's called an iPhone, yeah.
Yeah? So you give your iPhone. I'm assuming it's positive.
You can give your wife your tefillin?
Absolutely. It's worth more than $600. Any decent.
But she has
no
use for it.
She can sell it.
She
it's
can
not
sell
worth
it.
To her
$600. Oh, you're selling it.
Easy. The kids said, she shouldn't put it on. I mean, is that today's world, have to be careful, you know, not that.
We have all kinds of shops that we attach it.
Right, yeah. Anyway, right there. So it's for Suma Tadlin. Ubavai beyom revi kinsa. How's the Sumas begin? It's on top of the page. Vesula and he says beyom revi. I told you, my Sumas says revi b'shabbos. I said, all right. Baruch Hashem, I got married revi. Actually, it was Tuesday night, the whole pilpul, whatever, it's not for now. Okay. So what happened? Lo'ovat ha'kamad rabbonim. Alma shari l'kon tzavalok suba. He didn't have beer with her until Motzei Shabbos, until Friday night. But what was he doing with his wife on Wednesday night, Thursday night? They were obviously in the same room. V'chein b'din. Shalom atzimu shtei asur l'syachet v'lo k'suba. No such issue. Balit is wrong. The time of the milsa, why? Shem di yisur de bia v'lo k'suba v'drabana b'yamahu. Can't compare it to he said the rice of Nida of this nature. No, so the Rabbana never asked the Yichud, if the B is only being asked the Rabbana. The old, she loved Hisham alone. The average woman and the average man, and they'll agree to live together. She won't do it. Why not? May she odas shetikala bein of lotzia. He'll take advantage of her and then he'll dump her because it's oksuba. The old. The reason for this Easter of Yichud. Okay, therefore what? How does it answer the question? We'll see later. This is the Rabbosa, this is the Ran over here. Okay? Fine. This is the Yisod. Hilcha, feel into the love of the Yichud by the Yichud, came lo mitzvah b'yichud v'lo k'suba, shorah l'kontza l'chupa. He denies the whole thing. We'll come back to the details later on. Okay? Rabbi says, so says the Ran. Okay? Says mishpat k'suba, the simple read of the Ran, lo samcha data, okay? Even if she's entitled to the money. He never said anything about the possibility of his saying parati, einat ishti, lo gerashtich. No, stop kacha. She wants a piece of paper. Narabosai, I'm going to read you again from this beautiful sefer. This is the same Perikov, Sif Yudbeis. And now we're going to discuss something quite remarkable. Remarkable thing. Nice and slow. Where is Messiah Zuz found? Except Vilchus Ksubis. Anybody know? Where in the halachic terminology, in the entire corpus of Torah Shabbat Peh, where else do you find Masayim Zuz aside from the Chiv of Ksubim? Where do you find it? Watch. Mi sheyesh la masayim zuz. I'm in peya, perkes mishnaches. Lo yito leket shitko peya maiser ani. Okay? Here it is. If you have masayim zuz, you're not an ani. Why not? Says the Rash Mishans, Shir Chachamim, Shezel Shir Hotzaasa b'mzonos u'b'mavusha v'lishana. Masayim Zuz, but costs to pay for food and clothing for a year.
$600.
B'chein b'mashra ishlo ayadei shlish perek afapi, samach dalan be beis, shenos la beis kavin chitna b'chol shavua, v'hu shlish dinar, I forget these coins later, sh'ola yudzayin dinrin lishana, a shlish dinar times 50, practical for 50, 50 times a third is 17, v'kelim shal nun zuz, the clothes, the gimel zugman alayim v'shapayris, v'yochol alos the kuv zuz, v'hani masayim zuz, v'hachi hainu lo l'ishto. No, that can't be ishto, only one person, fine, adka. You can live on $600? For a year?
Central African Republic.
That's like the GDP. Yeah, why? Central African Republic. Okay. Next time you get married in Central African Republic, that'll be no problem.
But why isn't there accounting for purchasing power?
Yeah, no. So that's it's something like $600 in there in Malawi. Those are the two lowest.
1 second. We're not finished yet.
Oh.
One minute, please.
Oh, like
$60,000
a day.
The Pharisees throw. Well, hold on. Watch this.
Well, you can't know for sure, really.
Slow. Watch. He gives you various explanations, how much they are in Polish coins. Okay. Okay. So the... Oh. What's over here? Luxubas ishto. So over here, Abosai, he tells you that the shear is that amount. This is a sucker. Nothing to do. So the Pharisee Yisrael says, I'm just not finding it here. Oh. Umatzasi kasuv, the lahachi tiknu reish zuz the psula, shlotit starech the saka shana tamima. You know what it is? It's a severance package for a year. So the ksuv is. Kabbalah, people got fired? They give them severance? Yeah, such thing exists, right? You fire your wife, give her severance, a year severance. She can get back on her feet. That's the pshat. Offer it to Pharisee Yisrael.
So why don't our
Hold on. Now this is a certain amount of money, Rabosai. You want to show how significant amount of money was? We saw the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara we saw already earlier this week. Yud Beis and Advais. I lost. What happened?
Press the E on the bar on the bottom. No, with the mouse, press the...
Yeah?
To the left? Or the right? Yeah, there you go.
Right.
The one on the right. The box on the right. When you clip it, the two boxes will come up. It's box on the right.
I click this?
Yeah.
Guys, yeah, my rabbis, okay. Shalom alecha, Rabbi Yomori. Let's see the Gemara, Yud Beis and Beis. We saw that Gemara, we'll see it again. What happened? Came, taking a little Mason, when they were talking to 200 Zuz, came with the Chaz of the Kaparshin Minayim. They didn't want to marry them. For a measly, it's a great girl, fantastic, I can't afford to, I don't want to marry her because it's going to cost me 200 Zuz. $600. These are big coins, $600. Because where you go? We're not going to marry the girl. It's ridiculous. Obviously, that's a significant amount of money in those days. Now, Rabosai, I read you again over here. It's important to understand. Watch this. 200 zuz. Okay? How much is 200 zuz? How many prutas does it have? Figure it out. Prutas is the smallest amount of money, right? Pruta. Abosai, let's take a look. 50 shekel, right? You know 50 shekel. 50 shekel is 200 zuz. Every shekel is 4 zuz. It's a Rashi and Chumash. Zuz and dinar are identical. The word dinar and the word zuz mean the same thing. What's a dinar? It says in Kiddushin, a dinar is 6 more. Okay? A maw is 2 pundion. A pundion is 2 isers. And an iser is 8 prutas. So therefore what? A dinar is 192 prutas. Okay? A dinar is 192 prutas. Just a little multiplication. Very nice. What is 50 dinar? Come on, what's 50? 50 dinar is 200 zuz. What's 50 times? Do a little arithmetic. You have your watch, your $600 watch, and you do, can you calculate on it? What's 50 times 192?
9600.
Yeah. Do again. 50 times. Something's a little bit. Hold on. 1 second. Let's chatter again. A dinar is 192 prutas. She says. And the dinar is what? A dinar is a zuz. Oh. So what is 200 times 192? Will that take me? 38,400. 38,400 frutas. Okay. Let me show my math over here is exactly correct. Let's go slow. Let's chazer again. It says, it says 38,400 frutas. That's the shear of Aksuba. Now all you have to know is figure out what's the pruta. Don't be home free. Oh. Let's go slow. It's a little fishy over here. Shema signs us. If, like the Shulchan Aruch, which is a very small amount, it's 1/8. What's 1/8 of 38,400? One-eighth of 38,400. 4,800. So according to the Mechaber, it's 4,800 prutas. According to the Ramah, it's 38,400 prutas. You hold with me so far? Look what he writes. He says, so according to the Mechaber, Nimta shemichyas odam liyom bizmanam hoysa, get 13 prutas. You can live on 13 prutas. Why? Why? Where'd that number come from? You live on 13 prutas. Multiply 13 times 365. What do you get? 365 times 13. What does it take you? Approximately 4,800. Right? Approximately. Obviously, not exact. Should come out that whatever it costs you to live for a day, divide by 13, that should be a pruta. Whoa. Whoa. Does anybody really say that? Yep. I'll show it to you in print. This is an unbelievable din. It changes the whole world around if this is true. Should this be true? Because the sheer pruta is important for many things, as you well know. The smach, the sefer smach, means sefer iras inayim, written by the author of the Drisha and the Prisha, who's famous from the Torah. He wrote the smach. He was one of the earliest mepharshim on the Shulchan Aruch, very, very early. Look what he writes in Siman Peches. Ad sheyod al lepachas bepruta, to be chayav mod bemitzas. You have to do, you know, this is the pruta. Okay. Prisha Vidrisha Kasafti, he wrote this, that's the same for the tour. He wrote all four Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. Smad only on Choshen Mishpat, to the best of my knowledge. Fine. Look what he says. He says, Haputa Mishka Chatzis Orem. Keep it in mind, Bosai. Pruta is the weight of a half a grain of barley. Can you tell me on the internet how much a grain of barley weighs? It'd be hard to find. But that's what they think. Important to know. They probably think metric, right? Measuring in grams, because those ounces are too big. If I'm not mistaken, you're from Canada?
Yes.
They're approximately 28 grams to an ounce, approximately. Somewhere. That true also on the internet. We have to hedge this out, Rabosa. We have to know what's going on once and for all.
Are we talking
silver or gold? Oh,
wait, barley. Oh, fine, but in terms of ounces, for silver, it's troy ounce.
Troy ounce, how much troy ounce?
It's 31.8.
31.8 what?
Grams in a troy ounce. I'm
almost positive. Oh, in a troy ounce. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think a regular ounce is less. I think a regular ounce is 28
something. Yeah, 12 troy ounces in a pound or something like that.
Right. You'll double check for me. Anyway, watch this.
31.1.
Oh, so it's 30, it's not 28, it's 31.
It's 31 in a troy ounce.
Yeah, 31 in a troy ounce, but what's in a regular ounce? It's 28 point something, if I'm not mistaken. Let me know.
28.34.
There you go. Okay, so it's the troy ounce is bigger than a regular ounce. That's another chesed we have to make. Okay, why do they have different ounces for silver? No one knows
why. Why do people buy silver anyway?
I don't know either. Okay, watch this. Watch. Nimtza, he says, the sheer pruta. Yeshminis penik viner velitvish. I don't know what that means. But ksas kosher lomakein. The shminis mi penik yechoshev mama lekadosh ba'asa isha. Right? You know, everyone knows the first Mishnah in Kedusha. Isha dikas the kesef. And the Gemara says, what's kesef? Pruta. First Mishnah, not basic Kedusha. What? An eighth of a penik? V'lios adayonim this kokolom for vada v'mitzas. And other dinah dinah Torah. Ef Shalom, this is an incredible line. Should be May and Oyua Peros, Vakinyon and Bizol. Uvat Pruta, Yakonim Harbe Peros. Lakachoisa Pruta Chashuva Kimama. Ulafiza is my name. Then Yachol and Lipos have Pruta Kimat Miser. Minadin, Havalon the Maymar, the Ain Kidusha Isha Sagam Pruta. Below Pigan at Ben Mishnez Uvim and Sarachin. Whoa! Whoa! When it comes to a marriage band, we ask the aid at every wedding, is this worth the pruta? The answer is yes. Not only the pruta, what's the pruta? What's the pruta today? What's the pruta today?
Based on what he's trying to say, it seems like it would be the equivalent of a penny. He's trying to say that people are trying to say it's the equivalent of the lowest denomination.
No, that's not what he's saying. It's an eighth of a penny. It all depends upon silver, the pruta. So what's the pruta on both sides? Let's figure it out.
Daily cost of living.
No. I'm talking to a computer what a pruta is. Without any fancy footwork. Can we figure it out together? Can we figure it out together?
How much silver is in this us?
Oh, let's figure this out. So, obviously there's a certain ratio of silver. You have to understand, what's an ounce of silver, you say, is what? It's $20 approximately? Approximately. So a pruta, just in the broadest of terms, is approximately 1/1000th of an ounce. Why? We'll see. It's about 40 grams for pruta. and an ounce is 28 grams, you can't throw out a thousandth. Now approximately 2 cents, 2 cents is a pruta. Why is that relevant to me? Very relevant to me. Once a year, who knows when? Once a year. Every year, once a year. Who wants to guess what day of the year is relevant to me to know, and I check it up every year before, what the pruta is worth? Erev Pesach. Mechiras Chametz. John Brown, there's a pruta for every person who's buying chametz. For many, many, many years, 1 cent was more than enough. I'd like to give you a chart. Excuse me, Mordechai, for Sunday. The price of silver over the last 40 years. Just put one day in, January 1st.
Inflation adjusted or not?
No, at the time. Okay. Not inflation adjusted. Let's take Erev Pesach. Take, I don't know, March, April 1st or March something, March 20th, what it was worth the last 40 years, an ounce of silver. You'll see later, in the early years that I was, my rabbonis, except for that crazy story with the Hunt brothers in Texas. You know that story with the Hunt brothers? With that?
It's
irrelevant. They jacked up the price of silver artificially to over a nickel. Over a nickel for a pruta. It was over $50. It was all fake. It was all bluff and bluster. Ponzi scheme, basically. But I couldn't help it. I had to pay silver. Other than that one, I was like the late 70s. Except for that, a penny worked for 20 years. Then it started to inch up. 92 cents. As recently as 3 years, I needed 4 cents. Because silver goes, you know, it's all time to find the price of silver. Are you following me? And the price of a penny and the price of pigeon and ben will also depend upon that when you have to do pigeon and ben. And the price of the 200 zuz all simply depend upon the price of silver. But since we don't have it now, believe it on Sunday, someone told me they can give me an Excel spreadsheet. You can do that with your computer?
What?
Excel spreadsheet? You know how to do
that?
You know how to do that? Hopefully by Sunday I'll have it for you. I'll have an email to you or something. I have to email it. You get it?
A spreadsheet of what do you
You plug in what silver is worth on a particular day. It'll tell you how much silver is worth according to the various gedolim. So should email to you? Is that how you're doing?
Yeah.
You have to make it from scratch. You have to reinvent the wheel. If you have an email address, what's the email address?
You can email it to Dove. You can email it.
Oh, Dove.
Yeah, Dove's right.
Dove. You know how to do this too? I don't know what Excel spreadsheet means, but they told me the best has one. So figure out. We'll see. Everyone seems to agree on what the shear is for a pruta. That's therefore pruta. We'll take it to a zuz. We'll take it to Messiah zuz. Everyone seems to agree. Pidyon HaBen. So therefore, that's going to be about $600. The problem, if you open the tzuba, you can't live $600. But look what it says afterwards. Everyone see? We read together. So you give you Kesi Zuzi Mosan. That's easy. That's $600 today. And it was, believe me, it was $200. Even less than that in the old years. $100, nothing. Fine. But then he adds to what's called Tosefes Tzuba. On the dunya. What's that? You see later on. Meya Zakukim Kesef Tzor. It says twice. Then it says Sakha Kol. It starts with the line of Sotachir. Mosayim Zakukim Kesef Tzor. Here's where all pandemonium breaks loose. What does the word Zakuk mean? It's some kind of a coin. But no one knows what it is. And here you have three of the greatest Gedolim. Completely different opinions of what the Zalkuk is. Rav Chaim Noah, who's famous for a shir, you know, the small shir, you know, he said the Zalkuk is worth four zuz. A little arithmetic. So if a Zalkuk is worth four zuz and 200 zuz is $600, so 200 zukim is what? Is $2,400. According to the Rav Chaim Noah, the entire ksuba with the Tosefta, with the Dunya, is $3,000. Chazon Ish says, a Zalkuk is worth 60 zuz. 60 zuz, that's already money. 60 zuz is already money. So therefore, we're going to come to a significant amount of money. It's going to be fundamentally 15 times more than Reb Chaim Noah's shear. If his shear is $3,000, well, it's actually $2,400, I should say. that's the skukum, leave out the zuzim. $2,400, what's $2,400 times 15? $36,000, correct? According to the Reb Chazon Ish, hey, that's money already. Now you're getting close to a year's, you can live in a year $36,000. Can you live in a year $36,000? The question is, who lives in a year? Who? A rich person, a poor person? That's a big question. We'll come to that in a few minutes. So Reb Osai, the in-between is Reb Moshe Feinstein. He said it's 100 pounds of silver. Where that came from, again, it's all based on tzukim. No one knows exactly where tzukim are coming from.
100 pounds?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What's 100 pounds of silver?
100 pounds of silver?
Yeah, what? Figure out. 16 ounces.
That's what it's called. So if that's the whole 1,200, so it's 1,200 Troy ounces times 20.
24,000. Right? About $24,000. Less than the Chazon Ish. Way, so that's what this Excel spreadsheet is supposed to tell you. Plug in a day, it'll tell you what you have to pay for the silver. Now, let me be honest with you. This almost never happens. Because in the standard get, Seder I get, is what we call Mechila Saksuba. She's Merchel Daksuba. Now, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you that, yeah.
No, I just need clarification. Where does the silver, how does silver tie into?
Well, in a Zuz, we know it ties in. Zuz is the Gemara, how it ties in.
Zuz is dependent on the silver.
How the price of silver, exactly.
Okay, so just for clarification, we discussed it. So, silver in the 70s was under $5.
Way under.
1991, 1979, the Hunt escapade, silver went up to $50 an ounce.
Right.
Then basically from through the 80s through 2005, it kind of stayed pretty much under $10.
Under $10, then one penny will suffice in Erev Pesach.
And then 2008, it went up to 20, and 9 months ago, it went up for a brief period of time to $50 an ounce, now it's down to 20.
Really? At the 50? Yep. Not the Hunts?
$49.
Should have sold then? Yes.
Why would a woman ever be mochel the kula?
Good question. Why is the woman mochel the kula? Rav Moshe is a long tshuva, how much a ksuba is worth. You know, no one talks about it. You know why? The whole point of a ksuba is shlo tekala ben alotzi, as we said earlier. So if he's divorcing her against her will, he has no choice but to give her a ksuba. These days, she'll say, I'm not taking the get. Or he'll say, I won't give you a get. Too often, unfortunately. So we call that an aguna today. You know, if she's entitled to a get, she doesn't get one. All right? So it's all negotiations. It's a negotiated settlement. So the ksuba is worthless. Doesn't mean anything. I'll tell you an interesting story. There's a great man named Reb Chaim Tzimbalist. He actually taught in a yeshiva many years ago. He's Rabbi Elchanan Adler's uncle. His wife is Rabbi Adler's mother's sister. He came when he got married, he stayed there for a year. No one knew who he was. I remember that name. Ah, Yitzchak Meretz Yisrael. He's a Gadol Hador. When Rabbi Yashiv Zal needed a dayan to arbitrate the terrible fight in Ponovich Yeshiva, he needed the best dayan in the whole country, he picked up Tzimbalist as the best dayan in the country. Of course, when the one side didn't like his pshat, they started putting up signs about him. That's normal. But the Yashiv came to his defense, a chutzpah. The world is a tough world. Anyway, so I went to see him about prenups. It goes back to January of 1991. How far back it goes. Do you have a shiva now? Sure. You have a bait to that yet? Yeah. I went there. There was a war. There was a Gulf War. I was under the shadow of the war. So I went first to see Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg. And he sent me to Rav Symbolist. Where should I meet? Meet me in the Bezdin. In Tel Aviv. Come to the Bezdin, Tel Aviv. They wouldn't let me in. It's like a court. Who would you have an appointment? I said, yeah. Show me a paper. She said, I'm going to have to put it. They saw me, I didn't look like a terrorist. They let me in. I sat in the waiting room, in the ante room. I'm waiting, and two others of the Dayanim walk out. And they get, that's where they hang. Their kaputas, their coats, whatever they're there. It was wintertime. And Rabbi Simbalist is still, where? Epo Arab? Who's the Abbez? Who are Dayan Bacheden? And I hear what's going on. There was a case of a couple, and they were trying to get their own fight about divorce. And they said, Yesh od davar, the lawyer for the woman says, what? Katuv b'ktuva million shkalim. Nedoresh million shkalim. Because it's smart, they write these humongous sums. The lawyer for the man said, are you joking around? Those numbers are just there to make a noise. They don't expect to pay. No one pays, expect to pay this. Lo, nedoresh million shkalim. They go back and forth. The similar says, guys, go home and work it out and come back next week. What did I learn from there? It's the negotiations. She demands a million shekels. I won't give it a get. Finished. You want? That's no one knows what it's worth. Fine. This story is a story for the books. I got a call on a Sunday morning. I was running out to say, Shia, this must have been about, it's a lot to know. I'm guessing about 15 years ago. It's my guess. And the son said, what? Hello, yeah, everyone, yeah? I'm an aguna. Help, I'm an aguna. They know that I'm very, I hear that word, I jump. I tell you, again, story is the story. I told you I came to my shul in January 1974. I resolved that I cannot allow an aguna in my shul. There was a problem already was then. Can't allow it. 15 years, I led a charmed life. A couple of divorces, yes. No one ever came to me by the promise of aguna. They fought it out in court. No one ever came to me. My luck ran out. It was a couple, a nice couple. They just weren't getting along, whatever. Apparently he hit her. Whatever it was. So she asks for a get. He says, I'm not giving you a get. If you don't accede to wishes of mine A, B, and C, I'm going to hold you an aguna. I felt like a red flag in front of a bull. I'm already a veteran rabbi. And I said to myself on day one, no aguna, my shul. And he used the word aguna. He used a magic word. The kitza. It's a very difficult parasha. And I told him, you really can't be a good member of my shul. And you're not going to wipe a get. She deserves a get given these circumstances. What did he do? He exercised the inalienable right of every balabos to go to a different rabbi. He went to Rabbi Rosenblatt, Shalita, Riverdale Jewish Center. And he told him the story that this man is a very honest man. A very honest man. He told the story honestly. He never even heard the other side. I heard both sides. I knew I was more involved for my shul. And Rabbi Rosenblatt told him, you have to give your wife a get. Based on his own rendition. Went to Rabbi Avi Weiss, Shalita. Tell him his version of the story. He said, you have to give again. Now he's 0-3. There was no other shul at the time in Riverdale. There was a little shtiebel where mostly retired people davened. There was nowhere to go. After Sukkos, of that year, it was 1989 when this happened. We wrote him a letter, we called him up, that he's simply not invited to any of the three shuls. If he comes, this was Torah Shabbat Peh, we're going to have to stop the services. My wife just unearthed the letter under a pile of paper somewhere. I just saw recently. I'd forgotten about it completely. Not the story, but the letter. I thought it was a phone call, whatever it was. Maybe he never sent the letter, he was going on a phone call. Frankly, we were pretty afraid to show up and cause a scene, but he didn't. He's a good man. Okay, the rabbis don't want me to come, so I won't come. He used to go to that other little tiny private shul with all the retired people. He was a fine Jew. I still remember, there was some merit to the side of the story as well. Not there was no merit. So he complained to people for my shul. It's the only time that I remember in my now this 40 years, I was called into a meeting of the board. I wasn't supposed to, it was the officers in the Gabon. Called me in, what's going on over here? I said to them as follows. How many biyos in Parsha Shavua right now? I like to look at the Parsha on the Thursday. It's going to talk to Parsha Shavua, Parsha Shofta. So then listen. I believe he's required to give a get right now, given the circumstances. I'm not going to tell him about everything I knew. It wasn't even nice to tell him that. You don't necessarily agree with me. I gave you three alternatives. Three. One, you convince him to give the get on your own. The best, you convince him. Two, unhappy that I'm handling the case. I don't mind. I'm the rabbi of the shul. You don't want to view me as having a role as a dayan and a bezdin. Hire a different dayan. Okay, so an outside, a neutral party, a third party, I would have to approve of him. He'll be the dayan if you're going to deliver them. If he says that, he has to give it. You don't, they may not trust me. I'm the rabbi. I have a soft spot for the woman, you know, whatever they thought. Alternative three, I'm the Abbezin in the shul. I will not allow anarchy in my shul. Suffice it to say, they couldn't convince him to give the get. They didn't hire another rabbi, so I assume that they hired me as the Abbezin. A number of years later, I get the following pitch. We have to have a system of Bodhi Din, as often the pasuk in this week's parasha. Shoftim v'shoftim t'dilcha b'chol sharecha. Chazal says, even the chutz starts. Maybe you have to give out. So I wanted to suggest, you know, that if you want to make me the abezin, that means anyone, if there's any fan in our shul, has to come to me. Can't go running around to forum shopping other Bodhi Din. So one of the guys comes up screaming, we never appointed the rabbi as our bezdin, it's not true, da, 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 da. And sure enough, he's right, because it was a case many years later, money case, nothing to do with Gerishin, where one guy, I said something, and he went to a different rabbi. I said, go to the bezdin of America, whatever they say goes. It's true that I happen to be a member of that bezdin, but I wasn't going to sit in this case, it involved people from my shul. He went to a different rabbi. I mean, the Balabatim were all aware of this, and they said, no, they said, don't fight this battle. Basically, what they're telling me is that they're telling me that even though I made a statement that many years ago in the Drush, that I'm the Abbezin of the Kill, they never accepted me as Abbezin. Because if they were the key, wouldn't have no right to go to an outside rabbi, no matter who he is. Therefore, the Balabatim are blamed, not me. I did mine. No one should come after 120 and said, why didn't you establish a bezin in Yeshua? I said, I tried. The Balabatim wouldn't accept it. As if you look in this week's parasha, Shoftim is Shoftim. Im ain Shoftim, ain Shoftim. There's no enforcement policy, so the bezin is worthless. Worthless. Anyway, so this is now the fall of 1989 at the Sukkos. 6 months it's going on, it's almost Pesach, no progress. It's always going to court, Wednesday is way through the court. I told my Talmidim, we learned Gittin that year. I told the boys, that's before you came, right? I told the boys, after Pesach, we're going to stop learning more Gittin, stop because whatever we can say that. We're going to try to solve the Aguna problem. We have to make a best effort. Talmidim, you know, together. So right after Pesach, I start learning the sugya of Get Usa. We get the sugya in Enem Sefer Gittin. We're going to be discussing much more of it in Sefer Tzumas this year. Because here it tells you what you do when a person refuses to give a get. She says, Mois Alayi, all sugyas in Perek Hamadim. It's like Tzumas. There's one daf in Gittin, one daf. Talks about a Get Usa, when you can force him. If you force him, it's no good. A whole story. Anyway, right at the page we start learning this in Yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Iyar. A week later, he gives the get. It was the day of Daf Yomi Siyum, 1990. That Shabbos, he walks into shul. I told the Gabbai, this man gets shlishi. Gabbai says, Rabbi, I don't understand. For 6 months, he's persona non grata. Now he gets shlishi. He said, absolutely true. He's a fine Jew. I love him very much. Just as long as he wasn't given the get, the three rabbis in town said, had to give it, we couldn't let him in. He gave the get, he deserved shlishi. Sure enough, called up for Shlishi. After Shlishi and after Ravi, and waited an extra year, it comes up. You know, the way they come around the Bima, and Very often, not always, very often they shake the rabbi's hand, you know. I put on it. That time, I jumped out of my chair, ran to shake his hand in front of the whole shul. He was a little, you know, you know, it was not exactly a happy camper, but he shook my hand. We're good friends. He remarried, she remarried. There's a parsha of gerushin in the Torah for a reason. Anyway, what happened was that we discovered that year, that month of year, Tav Shin Nun, that there was an article written in Tav Shin Mem Ches, 2 years previous in a publication called Maria, about Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Shlita, who was Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law, who had a suggestion. I did not get in touch with him. I really didn't much know who he was. He wasn't so famous in those days. But, you know, that was Rav Meir Goldberg's first year in our yeshiva. He came for a two-year stint. Okay? And he said, I love a chavusra for Rav Zalman Nechemia. Because his father, Zal was a Gabbai Tzadok of Shlomo Zalman. He grew up in Shari Chesed. He needed him. He gave me his phone number. He called for me. I called. Zal Nechemia treats me as if I'm the God of Lador, and he's nobody. You know, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula backwards and forwards about Peh. I don't know anything. So we're having, I said, Harav, Mishu Asa Lema'aseh Ma Sharav Itziya. I learned that. He said, can I correspond with you? Just make a certain comment. Yeah. We corresponded for a few months. I see right away, this requires personal diplomacy. So I got on a plane. It was January of 1991. It was intercession. And I had two boys learning in Caribbean at the time. And I went and I spent one Shabbos out of the way from my shul. I went on the bus. Shabbos came back the Friday morning, 8 later. That was mamish, the beginning of the scuds. It was under threat. If you, anyone knows, you're not old enough to remember, the elder Bush gave Saddam January 15th deadline. You don't pull out of Kuwait, I think it was, when they're going to bomb you. Okay, fine. All this is happening. I landed, I think, on January 5th or something like that. It was right smack in the middle of all this. Come to Rav Zalman Nechemia, meet a person again, he treats me like I'm a king. I'm not like a king. And I'm going to tell you, הצעה כזאת, אוניברסלית, צריכים עוד דיין להסכים. תיגש לרב זב חיים צבליסט. He was considered the Bechir Dayan. Rav Zalman Nechemia was in Yerushalayim, he was in Tel Aviv Bezin, but they knew each other from the Chevron Yeshiva yet. Rav Zalman was considered the best in the Chevron Yeshiva. Okay, I go to meet him in this Bezin room. That's why I'm still a digression. Why we don't know what a ksuv is, because it's always negotiations. So I gotta tell you what happened, just to finish this story. Too many stories. It doesn't mean it's too many stories. But each story, you remember the halacha is better from the stories. So Chaim Tzibulis takes me to his house. I drove, actually I had a car. So I had borrowed someone's car. So my brother-in-law asked me, where'd you park in the Bezin? Where I parked? Everyone else was parked. Said, well, what did it look like on the sidewalk? What are some blue and white lines? I thought it was something Sionis. What, you parked there? You didn't put money in a meter or something? They could have towed your car away. I don't know. Red and white means you can't park. That is what someone parked. Blue, I thought it's Sionut, Tel Aviv. No, it means you got to put money in the meter. I did not even. Luckily, the car was not towed. I drove into his house. We sat down. And he shows me that he wants to do it exactly the opposite of Rav Zalman Nechemia had suggested. I thought to myself, I'm invested now in this project since, whatever, May of the month before, right? And now it's already January, and it's going to go for naught, because Zalman won't do it without some of this. He says, they'll do it if I care. I come back with my heart and my mouth to Zalman Nechemia. He says to me like this, okay, we'll do it his way. Remember, he reprinted differently 2.5 years before. He's corresponding with me for 6 months. Okay, do it his way. That's an Odom Godom. The Kitzer, it worked out at the end, and we'll get to the Prina Barichas Gudola, but we have to discuss it at great length. It all started there with a simple list. Why am I saying it right now? I just had a call from Rav Be'eri. Anyone know from Caribbean? Know Rav Be'eri? No one knows who he is? He's a dayan. Choshev of Talmud Chacham. And he tells me he's on the committee to talk about prenups. That's why I was a little late for saying that. I was on the phone for half an hour right over here from my office. Prenup, hidden, a hair of civil. He said this. We would have a little bit of a kosher what he said. So we have to get, I told him, I may have to meet him. A long story. And back to what I said. So the kids in Nimitz, back to my old story. I got to call him an aguna. So I'm very sensitive about aguna. I said, what's the problem? Well, my husband and I are fine. Said, you're willing to take a get today? Yes. I call up the rabbi of the shul of the husband. It gives me I arranged a get that day. Got the call, something 8 something in the morning. By 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, she was already at the divorce room. Would you say that was pretty fast? No one usually texts for a woman to get a get when she wants one. But there were some outstanding issues. Now, what happened was amazing, this story. There was no civil marriage. How can that be? The rabbi was one of the most important rabbis in the New York area. I said, yeah. He always tells you, it's a misdemeanor for a rabbi in New York State to do a wedding without his license, a misdemeanor. The rabbi was over on a misdemeanor. I've been over it myself a few times, a misdemeanor. I try always tell him to have it in advance. But, they never bothered doing it. Comes with the total. So there's no legal entanglement. It's just what do you do with the various properties. But she had one insistence. I'm not Merkel Duxuba. She said up front, I'm not Merkel Duxuba. No matter what. So I met with him. We made up. They did the ksuba in Manhattan. Rabbi Jachta, don't remember Rabbi Jachta? He did the ksuba. He did the get that same day. And I said, meet me in my shul. I was saying shir. I went to say shir. Meet my shul, 2 o'clock, whatever it is. And then we'll have this, quote, din Torah session. That would make up the, I insist on the ksuba. Before I get to that, that very night, I got a call from her father. This girl's father. Whom I know personally. He starts yelling at me. Yelling at me. So what's the problem? My daughter wasn't happy with the Din Torah. I said, I didn't say anything yet. No psa came out. Well, she didn't think she was treated fairly yet. What's going on? I got his daughter to get within 5 hours. It usually takes 5 weeks, 5 months, or 5 years. You know that, Laura. And he's yelling at me. Because she wasn't happy the way I looked at her. I don't know, the way I didn't say anything. I didn't tip my hand, nothing. I was just having a discussion between the two. And now, we're almost out of time, another minute. When the ksuba came up, I didn't know what to do with the ksuba. If I wanted to give her extra money, I said, look, I'm empowered to paskin what's called pshara krova ledin. This just means yosher. Maybe I should give her a ksuba of a year's sustenance. This was about 15 years ago. A ksuba was worth, what did you say, was silver worth?
A year ago?
No, this happened, I'm guessing, 15 years ago. Just guess 1999. You have it.
$10.
That's right. So how much, so it was worth $300 was the ksuba itself, and even with the chazanish, what was what then? 18,000, something like that, which is not enough to live on in those years. Not enough. Not enough to live on. Like, wrote to Rabbi Tzibalist. He gave him Musar. You can't do these things. You can't. You know, I want to get based upon what you said, that the Pharisee Strolls. Musar was a year's what it cost to live for a year. As a matter of fact, you have to give the lowest possible ksuba. Hamotzi mechavel varaya, Rabbi Chaim knows ksuba. I don't think Rav Avadya's soup. Rav Avadya's soup is pennies because he passed it to Mechaber. 180. Yeah. No. Maybe his skukim was the same as that. I don't know. I have to look in the Yaakov Yosef somewhere. What is skukim off for Rav Avadya? Rav Chaim knows soup, which is a pittance. Right? We said, what's Rav Chaim knows soup? It's 4 times the soup, which was then, we said $10. So it was $300. The whole thing, $1,500. That was it. And even less than that, I have some I remember. But that's all she got. So I gave it to her for $1,500, that's all she got. I bought a lot of stories today, but these stories are very, very important. Mitzvah on Sunday, we're going to discuss more details how much a ksuba is really worth, halacha lemaisa, and other very important matters about a ksuba. Okay, have a good Shabbos. We even talk about shelter a little bit, right? It's to establish shelter, but you can't have shelter without shelter. The Balabat, without willing to establish